Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Luke Broadwater of the Baltimore Sun. Luke, we are all watchers of SRB, Stephanie Rawlings Blake. Some of us have noted over time that sometimes she's really hyper serious. And you wonder if someone who is really that serious can actually hope to continue as a mayor, because mayors are really supposed to be able to relate instantly with everybody. But we're hearing from you and others that things have changed a bit.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, I'm somebody who, in my job, I see the mayor almost on a daily basis. And I will say that I have seen a distinct change over the recent months in her outward personality. I think she's showing a lot more of herself. I think she's been more friendly and more engaging with the public and a lot less defensive. And she seems to have a better control of her administration now.
Does she recognize herself that this is what you think, that there is this change going on?
I'm not sure exactly what the cause of it is. I think she probably is growing in office. When you first get a new job, you're sometimes unsure. You're sometimes defensive. You're working with people who were hired by somebody else before. And actually, there was a complete overhaul of their communication staff. So perhaps it's a new media strategy to make the mayor appear more friendly and engaging to the public.
Well, she's got a long time to continue this conversion, if that's what's going on, because she doesn't run again until 2016.
That's right. They gave themselves an extra year in office. So she'll have been mayor for 7 years off of one election. Now, she did win that election overwhelmingly, but it's not till 2016, so we'll see another race.
Well, her dad was famously reserved. There were jokes about how Pete Rawlings would sort of let his lips kind of twitch just a little bit, and that was the equivalent of a smile. But he was a legislator, and he didn't have to be out there meeting people the way she does.
One time I saw her at an event with a Barbara Mikulski, and Babs is like the ultimate politician, you know,
Jeffrey. The senator is.
Right. And so the difference was distinct. But I think that I think the mayor is getting better at that.
I think you're probably right. In fact, I saw her at the Baltimore Symphony the other night. And at one point, people were invited to sort of dance, you know, in their seats or in the aisles, actually. And some people did. And her mother got up and started to dance, but she did not. And then, you know, so I thought, oh, dear, here we are. It's the same old mayor. But then she did get up, and the two of them were sort of boogieing there in the aisle, which was really kind of neat.
Yeah. And well, I think once you let your guard down and you're just yourself, I think people relate to that. Let me give you one example real quick. The mayor recently, I did a Q&A with her, and I asked for one thing that people might not know about her. And she said, I get my makeup tips from RuPaul, the drag queen. And she pauses the show and watches it in slow motion to make sure she gets it right. And I'm not sure if she would have admitted that a year ago. She said it. People loved it, actually. People ate it up. There were a bunch of news stories about it. And if that's who she is, I think people want to know who our mayor is.
Thanks, Luke. That was great.
Thank you.
For Luke Broadwater, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.